This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. 16 members of a single household missing for 4 days in Biparkateri of Sindoli's Kolanjor rural municipality. Police say search is underway. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs concerned authorities to expedite Kathmandu Tarai Madhes Expressway by addressing demands of local residents. Ministry of Health and Population supplies vaccines against rabies and anti-venom for snake bites to all 7 provinces, and Thailand and Cambodia agree to immediate ceasefire. Now the news in detail. 16 members of a single household belonging to endangered Hayu community have been missing for the past 4 days in Bhandas, Biparkateri near Chetpa, ward number 6 of Kolanjor rural municipality in Sindhuli. After reportedly slaughtering and eating a pig on Thursday afternoon, all 16 members of the family went out of contact, prompting an intensified search effort by police and local residents. According to locals, those missing include 52-year-old Urmila Hayud, the head of the household, her 6 sons, 5 daughters, daughters-in-law, eldest son-in-law, and several grandchildren. Ward Secretary Gayatri Bhandari said the family received a recommendation letter from the ward office on Thursday to withdraw 180,000 from the bank under the Endangered Community Social Security Allowance. When a police team visited the isolated house on Monday, no one was found. Ward Chairman Ravin Kumar Srestha said that because the house is in a remote location away from the other settlements, it is difficult to determine exactly when the family disappeared. According to Chairman Srestha, the kitchen was found partially burned with utensils scattered around. 5 goats were found hungry in the pen and chickens were roaming freely. Superintendent of Police Lal Dhot Subedi confirmed that the search operation for the missing Hayu family is underway. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the Kathmandu Tarai Madhes Expressway should be completed even by adopting alternative measures. Taking to his social media account today, the Prime Minister said that the expressway or fast track should be completed even by adopting alternative measures, as the road will connect Kathmandu with the Tarai within an hour. Prime Minister Oli has noted that the Nepali Army is constructing the Kathmandu Tarai Madhes Expressway as it is a road project of strategic importance to the country. He directed concerned authorities to expedite the project by addressing demands of local residents. The Department of Health supplies under the Ministry of Health and Population has dispatched rabies vaccines and antivenines, the medication used for snake bites, to all 7 provinces. According to Dr. Pawanjung Raimaji, chief of the management division within the department, the supplies were ensured to health institutions operating under the province governments. The ministry was alerted by media about the shortage of rabies vaccines and antivenines in the provinces. In response, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal reportedly directed subordinate agencies to address the issue promptly. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the Ministry of Youth and Sports and the National Sports Council to initiate preparation for holding successfully the 10th National Games within coming mid-December. During a meeting held at his official residence in Balbatar, Prime Minister Oli asked the bodies concerned to start the preparation of the National Games, which is being organized on the eve of the Asian Games scheduled in Japan in 2026. The Prime Minister reminded careful decision-making so that the date and place for the championship would not be changed for the event once announced. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has said if Peer Hospital is improved, the entire health service sector can be improved. Speaking at the 100th 36th anniversary celebration function of Bir Hospital today, the health minister said the ministry will make every effort to provide the necessary equipment and infrastructure to the oldest hospital of the country. He also called for additional investment to improve Nepal's health sector, which is yet to be completely improved. Health Minister Portal said efforts are being made to adjust the health insurance funds of all hospitals by the month of Bahadra. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The U.S. International Development Agency, Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, is allowed to continue projects in Nepal. The Finance Ministry shared the information that Nepal government was written a letter on the 24th of July informing the continuation of MCC projects. The projects forwarded under the MCC as per the agreement Nepal government had with the MCC were suspended after the executive order of U.S. President on the 20th of January in 2025. According to the Finance Ministry, it was reconsidered, thereby lifting the suspension on the 24th of July. Two youths who had gone missing during a holy bath in the Gosaikunda of Roswa district have been found dead. According to Chief of the District Police Office of Roswa, Hem Bahadur Shahi, the deceased have been identified as 28-year-old Manoj Neopane of Belbari Municipality 11 and 26-year-old Susan Thakal of Biratnagar Municipality 3. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to an immediate and unconditional ceasefire after 5 days of fighting at their border killed at least 33 people and displaced tens of thousands. The BBC cited Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim as saying it is a vital first step to a de-escalation and a restoration of peace and security. Flanked by his Thai and Cambodian counterparts, the Malaysian Prime Minister announced that hostilities would end at midnight. Thailand initially rebuffed his offer to mediate but agreed after US President Trump's tariff negotiations would not proceed until fighting stops. Tensions over the century-old border dispute had ramped up in May after a Cambodian soldier was killed in a clash. Indian security forces have killed 3 suspected rebels in India-administered Kashmir during fighting in a national park, the military says. According to Al Jazeera, the incident occurred on Monday in the mountains of Dachigam, about 30 kilometers east of the disputed region's main city of Srinagar. Monday's incident took place near the Hindu shrine of Amarnath, to which more than 350,000 people from across India have traveled as part of an annual pilgrimage that began on the 3rd of July. The Indian Army, in a statement on social media, said 3 terrorists have been neutralized in an intense firefight and the operation continues. Now, generally with the forecast for the country tonight, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of hilly region of the country and to occur at 1 or 2 places of the right regions of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places of hilly regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 16 members of a single household missing for 4 days in Biparkateri of Sindhuli's Golanzor Rural Municipality. Police says search is underway. Prime Minister KP Sharma only directs concerned authorities to expedite Kathmandu-Tarai Madhes Expressway by addressing demands of local residents. Ministry of Health and Population supplies vaccines against rabies and antivenom for snake bites to all 7 provinces, and Thailand and Cambodia agree to immediate ceasefire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.